Om Shanti. 13th of February 2019, Wednesday. Today's blessing. May you be a special soul who constantly stays in spiritual pleasure by considering every moment to be the final moment. May you be a special soul who constantly stays in spiritual pleasure, Ruhani Moj, by considering every moment to be the final moment. The confluence age is the age to stay in spiritual pleasure. And so you must continue to experience spiritual pleasure at every moment. Never become confused about any situation or any test, because this is the time of untimely death. This is the time of untimely death. If instead of being in pleasure, you become confused for even a short time, and that happens to be your final moment, what would then be the final moments? This is why you are taught the lesson of being ever ready. Any second can be deceptive. And so you must consider yourself to be a special soul and create every thought, speak every word, and perform every act while constantly staying in spiritual pleasures. So Baba is glorifying confluence age on one side, and on the other side telling about the nature of the time which is going on at present. On one side is this confluence age, which is the time of pleasure for you all children. At the same time, this is the time of untimely death. Akale Mrityu. And since for you children, this is the time to stay in spiritual pleasure, you must continue to experience that pleasure at every moment, because you never know which moment would be my final moment, the last moment. Because since this is the end of Iron Age and this is the time of untimely death, so instead of staying in pleasure, even if you get confused for a second, there are two words, spiritual pleasure and confusion. In Hindi, they become rhyme, like moj and munj. That's why Baba uses lot of rhyming things. So, on one side is spiritual pleasure, but instead of staying in spiritual pleasure in Ruhani Moj, you become confused, munjna. Then what will happen? And there is a very powerful statement here. Even a single second can be deceptive. One remains in spiritual pleasure for 1 month, and then for 1 second he gets confused. So that 1 second could be the last moment. That 1 second could be the last moment. Nobody can predict death. So that's why we are taught in this institution, in this yakya, in this school, in this holiest of the holy class. In today's Sakar Murli, this word has been used for describing this class. In this holiest of the holy class, we are taught from the day one this important chapter of staying ever ready, of thinking that this is my last moment. Probably I may not live any longer, any further. And that is why you are taught the lesson of being ever ready. Any second can be deceptive, and you must consider yourself to be special soul and create every thought, every speak, every word, and perform every act while constantly staying in spiritual pleasure. So inside the heart, within, there should be that music of spiritual pleasure going on all the time in background. And whatever that's happening on the surface is just the reflection of that spiritual pleasure which is within. At the center is the spiritual pleasure. On the periphery is the reflection of that spiritual pleasure. And that's why every word that you speak and every thought that you create and every action that you do would become special, because everything is arising from that fountain of spiritual bliss which is within. And any moment can be the final moment. This is a very important thing to understand, to know. There was one brother from South India, from Warangal, I think. He had come here to meet Mama. He met Mama. And on that very day, he had to go back. And he died. That was a sudden, untimely death. Few years back, there was Mother's Retreat in Madhuban. So, evening the party had arrived. And there was one mother from Gujarat. And she stayed in and she meditated at Shantistham. Then went to her room and suddenly had a cardiac arrest. Immediately rushed to the hospital. We saw her, but she was already dead. Nobody predicted. Nobody knew. Everything was so sudden. Yeah. So there are many examples like that. Few years back, there was one mother who had come from Mauritius. And at the time of coming, she had told her son, "I am going to Madhuban, I will not come back." So she came here. And hardly it was one day had passed and suddenly she had something, some discomfort, and she was shifted to the ICU. And suddenly she was very serious, on ventilator and many other things, and she died. So, this death is a thing which is always sudden. It may not give you the chance. We never know that we are going to live through this day also. Everything is so unpredictable. That's why Baba has often said that consider each moment to be your last moment. I may not live again. I have few hours with me, and that's why each and every moment of my life of this day should become the best. Every second should become the best. Every second should be spent in that spiritual pleasure. And only when we are in spiritual pleasure, whatever we do, that is for world benefaction. Otherwise, we are lost in our own sorrows and sufferings, our own karmic accounts. Just imagine a soul who is suffering and suffering, physical illnesses and so many other karmic accounts and so many past sanskars and internal disturbances, stresses and tensions of life. Can you think or hope that such a soul can do something for the world? They are lost in their own unhappiness. That's why Baba is saying, stay in the spiritual pleasure, Ruhani Mauj. That is why you are taught the lesson of being ever ready. Any second can be deceptive. And time deceives many times. You never know. As I said, somebody has lived a detached life for 1 year. And suddenly for 5 minutes, he meets a person to whom he was attached 1 year back. And in that 5 minutes, all those sanskars, all those feelings, all those emotions which were merged, suddenly they emerge again. And he falls down from his highest stage of detachment. And everything pulls him down again. So, even a second can be deceptive. So if such a thing is there, when the enemy is around us, we should be alert all the time. How much alertness, how much mindfulness, how much awareness, how much churning of knowledge, how much, to what depth we should live our life. That's a thing one should understand. Mind is such a imposter, a person who deceives, is such a deceiver, a trickster, that you never know when you fall down, tumbling down. It plays tricks. One resolves that I will do this, and suddenly something else happens and one comes down. So the best thing, or the most important thing in this Brahmin life, is to understand our own mind, the way it behaves. What are the hidden tendencies? What are the potential deficiencies that could get manifested at particular time and we are caught unawares? So to understand this mind is very important, how it deceives. And the best thing to learn is to learn from the past deceptions. To learn from the past deceptions. The thing is that we learn many things in life. Only thing is that we don't stop and think why this thing happened and why I fell down. There are so many failures that had come in my life and they taught me so many things, but probably I did not take time to think, to stop, to reflect, to contemplate, to learn some particular good chapter from it so that I don't commit the same mistake again. And that's why the same mistake we keep on committing. To err is human, that's accepted. To commit, not to commit mistake, that may not happen. We do commit mistake, not just mistake, but blunders, Himalayan blunders. But it is up to us to learn from each and every fall. It is up to us to learn from each and every failure. Each and every re-emergence of sanskars. To learn to know the triggers, to understand the triggers. So Baba is saying confluence age is the age to stay in spiritual pleasures. And how do we stay in spiritual pleasure all the time? Not one day, 2 day, 1 week, 2 week, not 1 month, 6 months, not 1 year, 2 year, all the years. How do we stay in this? How should we stay in spiritual pleasure all the time? But before it becomes natural, one has to do something else. It will become natural once it becomes an habit. So multiple time repetition should be there. But how should we go about to start with? No attachment, that's fine. How? What else? Try to make effort every moment to stay in spiritual pleasure. But the kingdom of sorrow is very big. It barges in, it comes in. From where the wave arises, nobody knows. Like a ghost from the tomb, like a child from the womb. It arises and makes you fall down. Yeah. So one has to do self-talking. So, for staying in spiritual pleasure, the best thing is self-talk. Talk with your mind as if it is a small child. Try to make it understand. What are you doing? You fool? Why are you going to the old ways? Did not you taste the sorrow? You want to go back to the same? Feel the life. What is this life? What is that life? What was that life which we were living earlier? A sorrow, suffering, stress, tension. Now God has come. I cannot afford to waste my time in all those past nonsensical things. Now I have to do something new. So, self-talk. What else? How do you stay in Ruhani Moj, spiritual pleasure? Realization. Yes. Yeah. The most important thing is to come to this realization and to see things as they are. When you realize the futility of things, automatically give them up. You don't have to make efforts, you don't have to make pledges. Okay, I will, from today onwards, I give up this. For example, a person is smoking all the time. And he, every day he takes a oath that from today onwards, I will not smoke. But by evening he again starts. So why? The thing is, he must realize the wastefulness, the futility of that act. And then automatically that act will give him up, rather than he giving up that action or that habit or that addiction. So to realize the futility of things, uselessness of the things, wastefulness of the things, automatically induces vairagya. So when we realize how much time I have wasted on this particular emotion, how much time I have labored under the octopus grip of that emotion, should I not rise again now? Or should I continue to harbor the same emotion which is so self-inflicting, self-sabotaging, self-damaging, leading to self-devastation? To see things as they are. This is the thing. Or another thing is relationship. I have one particular relationship which I am continuing from such a long time. But what that relationship has given me? Except sorrow. Except non-fulfillment of expectations. Should I not rise again and go beyond all of these things? Or it is some object, or it is some person, or it is some place, my attachment to a particular place, something which is causing disturbance to me. When I realize the futility of things, I give up. Or a particular lifestyle, or particular mindset or belief system. I am living with that belief system from such a long time. Now I understand, now I realize. So when you come to that realization, automatically you give up. Automatically, just like a dry, parched up leaf falls down from a tree. That sanskar, like that withered leaf, will fall down from the mind. So, first we said self-talk. Second, realization. What else we should do to stay in spiritual pleasure all the time? Chit-chat with Baba. This is such a beautiful thing. Talk with him. Share with him everything which is in your mind. Sing his glory. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said he is Samarth, he is strong, he can do anything. Keep on glorifying him all the time. He can do everything. So glorify him. Talk with him. Tell him. Tell him those deepest things of your life which you have never told anyone. Tell him about those unhealing, chronic wounds which are on the heart. So he will apply some balm, some ointments, some soothing painkillers, mild, gentle physiotherapy. So, talking with him keeps you above those sorrowful stages or in spiritual stage, pleasure. What else? We should surrender.
Like music, triggers
Okay, so find out those facilities of science which will help you build up or activate or reactivate your mood, spiritual mood, that will make you rise above. Whether it could be music, some song, it could be some class, it could be some pictures, it could be some atmosphere, it could be Madhuban, it could be center, it could be people who are highly intoxicated, highly animated, filled with this spiritual intoxication. So association with such people would be a, have a contagious effect. So what else? Surrender. That is also a good thing. Surrender unto Baba. What else? Focus on past happy moments. Moment. Remember those moments when we had first come in Gyan. Remember those moments when we had met Baba. Remember those personal meet. Remember those personal experiences. Remember those moments of service in Madhuban. Remember those moments of service at center. Remember those moments where suddenly we were moved to tears in God's love. Remember all the divine moments of this divine life. Remember those aha moments of this divine life. So all this remembering, this is known as self-remembering. This is known as, this was a term which was used long back by a German philosopher, George Gurdjieff. He called it self-remembering. Remember yourself. Remember the good things. Remember the best things of life. So, self-remembering. Or remembering good moments of life. What else? How do we stay in spiritual pleasure all the time? Remembering that this is last moment. Because this is a time of untimely death. We never know. Can anybody guarantee that by evening I will be alive? Not at all. Not at all. No one. Any move? Yeah? Recognize. That is another point. We'll come to that. First, about this death thing. It's a very terrifying. Thanatos. Thanatology is the study of death. People have devoted their life to study death. What is death? How it happens? Why it happens? What are the things which are happening in the mind at the time of death? So one should remain fully aware of those things. This could be my last moment, or this could be the last day of my life. I never know. So I have to live this day to the full. They should not go in unhappiness, in sorrow, in suffering, in mental anguish and turmoil. Let me have something new this day, on this day. So, remembering death all the time. And one more thing, visualizing death. Visualizing death. See that you are on that pyre and somebody is giving the torch and flames and you are gone. And see what is the effect. When Alfred Nobel, who had invented dynamite in 1888, his brother died. And in newspaper, by mistake, it was published that he had died. And the newspaper read, "The Merchant of Death is dead." And when he saw, "Merchant of Dead, Alfred Nobel is dead," he was shocked. Actually, his brother had died, not he. But by mistake, his name was written. And what they had added? Adjective, Merchant of Death. Because he had discovered dynamite for good use. Because, you know, in his childhood, he used to work in mines and all that. So, he invented dynamite. But then people used dynamite for wars, for killing people. And that's why he was being called as Merchant of Death. Maut ka saudagar. And he was shocked when he read that. And he started thinking, after my death, this is how people are going to remember me. Merchant of death. And then he decided, no, I have to do something. And that was a turning point of his life, and he decided no, and he was unmarried. And he decided, let me collect all my money, and he created a prize. And he called it Nobel Prize. And this prize would be given every year to those who had exemplary or excellent or expertise in particular fields of science or other fields. So from that moment, they started giving Nobel Prize. And the money is still his, Mr. Nobel's. So this is how, now nobody knows that he had invented dynamite, and nobody knows that he was called Merchant of Death. Now everybody thinks Nobel means very good, best prize. That's how he changed. So final moment. Then as the sister said, fortune. Remember your fortune. What is our fortune? First fortune is that we have known who we are. Second fortune is that we have understood what God is. He is our Father, and we have understood what is our relationship with Him. Other fortune is this inheritance. The list of fortune is endless. Endless. To have this Brahmin family is a fortune. To break all those barriers, Baba says, often to double foreigners, they have broken those big, big walls, China walls of religion. Those China walls of caste, creed, fashion. Those China walls of church, mosques, culture, tradition. And they came here. And that's why Baba loved them so much. They have crossed all those barriers, all those walls. And there's a Hindi song which Baba often sings, Uchi Uchi Tiware. There's a Hindi song on that. They have crossed that and they have come here. So that is our fortune. God has picked us up from this world. From particular country He's picked up and He brought here. So we are so fortunate, so special souls on this planet Earth, that we are amongst those chosen few who have realized God, who have understood God, who have come to this divine family, who are living such an elevated life, who are every day getting nourished by this, the saga of divine love, that is Murli. And Baba, in today's class, in today's Murli, Baba said, this is holiest of the holy class. So to become, get admitted in this, admission in this university, is it not a good fortune? Parents get so happy when their child get admission in some prestigious college. This is the most prestigious college of the world. Best university of the world. Best school of the world. So we are those fortunate souls. Multi-million times fortunate souls. So remembering fortune. So the list is endless. Keep on churning and churning and churning. And you, but churning itself leads you to spiritual pleasure, intoxication. Om Shanti.